Read from the Holy Gospel according to John. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, I pray not only for these, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, so that they may all be one, as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, and that the world may believe that you sent me. And I've given them the glory you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may be brought to perfection as one, that the world may know that you sent me, and that you love me even as you have loved me. Father, they are your gift to me. I wish that where I am, they also may be with me, that they may see my glory that you gave me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world also does not know you, but I know you. They know that you sent me. I made known to them your name, and I will make it known that the love with which you love me may be in them and I in them. The Gospel of the Lord. If you've ever gone to one of those exotic buffets, Japanese buffet or other buffet, there's so many choices that you don't know where to start. In a certain sense, every time we get up here to preach the Word of God, we have many options. We have many options in homiletics. I could preach on the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles that we've been meditating upon for a good 4 weeks in our course. Or I could take the responsorial psalm. Or I could take the gospel for today, John chapter 17. I could take the two saints that we celebrate today, two martyrs. But also, I have another option in which I can preach on how about a little bit of vocabulary? Some of you say that's the Bible, Father, okay? It's actually not the Bible. It's not a weight either, okay? It's the book that we use in the Mass to say the prayers. It's called the Roman Missal or Sacramentary. Larry read from the lectionary, but this is called the Sacramentary or Roman Missal. So I have a lot of options. So I thought today I would take one short verse from the opening prayer and develop my homily upon that. We pray, may your Spirit, O Lord, imbue us powerfully with spiritual gifts. that He may give us a mind pleasing to You. A mind pleasing to You. Let's talk about that. Is your mind pleasing to God? Más o menos, right? Menos que más, huh? I think all of us probably, with great sincerity, would have to admit our mind is not always what we'd like it to be. We'd all like to have more noble minds. So let's pray this prayer seriously that our mind would be pleasing to God. Amen? Amen. Our mind will be pleasing to God. The two most important gifts that God has given to us is our mind and our soul. And our mind and our soul have to collaborate, they have to work together. Our mind and our soul. I'm going to state something that maybe is obvious to you, but sometimes we have to express the obvious. The perfection of our mind depends very much on what we put into our eyes. Right? So I repeat, what the perfection of our mind depends very much on what we put into our eyes. I like to express a thought from Fulton Sheen. And it says, we have a lot of women here, a lot of mothers. How many of you know how to cook? At least you think you do. At least you think you do, right? Yeah, how many of you, tomorrow, before putting the food on the table for your children and your husband, would go out to the street and you'd scrape some garbage off the street, put it in the microwave, ring the bell and say to your children, time to eat, it's all ready. I don't think any of you in your right mind would do that. But Fulton Sheen says this, none of us are going to put trash, garbage, rubbish into our mouths and into our hearts and into our stomachs. That's unthinkable. But how often we put trash, rubbish into our eyes and into our mind. Very common. And as Fulton Sheen goes on to point out, if you gobble down a pound of trash, a good vomit will get it out, huh? Or as we say in New York, a good puke will get it out of your system, huh? That'll get it out. But if we put trash into our eyes and into our mind, much more difficult. Much more difficult to expunge, to erase, to eliminate trash from our minds. I'll give you an example. Even though what I'm saying now, none of us want to hear this, but it has to be said. The biggest addiction we have into this country is addiction to pornography. Now, you don't want to hear that, and I don't like to preach on it, but we have to admit that that's the biggest addiction we have in our country. What are we doing? We're putting into the eyes moral rubbish, trash. And where does it go? It goes up here. It goes into our memory bank. And it influences our thought process. It influences our actions. It molds who we are, our own personality, as well as our destiny. Our destiny. So how can we have a pleasing mind to God if we've filled our mind with that trash, maybe for years, maybe for decades, maybe most of our lives? There's a good remedy. A very well-known convert from Protestantism to Catholicism, there are three big ones in this country. Scott Hahn. Heard of him? Scott Hahn, Jeff Cavins, and Steve Wood. Those are the big three, if you know American culture well. Scott Hahn, Jeff Cavins, and Steve Wood. They're all Protestant ministers and other very famous Catholic teachers, preachers, apologists. They've been on EWTN many years. Marcus Grody, too. Now, Steve Wood gave a remedy to neutralize and to expunge from our mind these ugly thoughts. And this is what he said. We have our mind filled with trash. Every day, try to memorize at least one biblical verse every day. Amen? So every day, memorize at least one biblical verse. The Bible has got a lot of books. We just finished 28 chapters of the Acts of the Apostles, right? I hope you did. So by memorizing that verse, what's happening? And then he gives, because what he did was he wrote the 12-step program to overcome addiction to pornography. 12-step program. So one of the steps he gave was to read and memorize a biblical passage. And this is the analogy he gives. What chlorine, is to the swimming pool, the Word of God is to the mind. Amen? Like it? That's a good one, isn't it? What chlorine is to the swimming pool, the Word of God is to the mind. So what does chlorine do? Chlorine, it purifies the water in the swimming pool and it kills the bacteria so that you can swim without serious bacteria or infections affecting you when you go swimming. So what does the Word of God do? The Word of God The Word of God comes to our eyes and into our mind, and it starts to dislodge, to purify, and to burn away. To burn away the bad images that have been seared into our mind by looking at things that are not pleasing to God. So let's develop this topic. Using the Word of God and a couple of key verses from St. Paul, who we encounter in the Acts of the Apostles. You know why they're called Sadducees, Larry? Those Sadducees? They deny the resurrection. That's sad, you see. I thought you'd like that one. Now, if I died, denied the resurrection, I'd be sad, you see. For 50 days, they're celebrating the resurrection. If that didn't exist, we'd be sad, don't you see? I have to give you at least one humoristic story every time, right? So, St. Paul says this, put on the mind of Christ. St. Paul says that. Put on the mind of Christ. Put on the mind of Christ. Okay, this homily, I'm going to give you a free mini class in English grammar, okay? Free of charge, okay? Okay, what tense is that? Is that the present, the future, conditional, imperfect, the subjunctive? Is it a prepositional phrase or a... Okay, I'm going to give you a free grammar class, okay? It is the imperative. You know what imperative is? It's a command. He says, put on the mind of Christ. So it's an obligation. All of us have to put on the mind of Christ. Then, he says, you have the mind of Christ. Would you like to obey the Word of God? Also, Menace? Do you want to obey the mind of, obey the Word of God? All right. Receive Holy Communion in the state of grace with faith, devotion, and love. If you do that, you have the heart of Christ and you have the mind of Christ. Amen? You have a spiritual heart transplant because you receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. But every time you receive communion, you receive the mind of Christ. So, we're going to be put into practice that opening prayer. The best way is to meditate upon the Word of God and to receive Holy Communion with faith, fervor, and love. By doing that, you will have the mind of Christ. Amen.